Good evening, Good evening, good evening to each and every one of you. This is your weekly Avon Motivational Call, and I'd just like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in. And as always, we have a fantastic show lined up for you today. The guest we have this evening is one who is not a stranger to the show, and that is Pat T. Warner. And if we remember, she was on the show before, and today we know I called her back on because she was absolutely phenomenal, and she was a wealth of information. But also the fact that Pat is going to offer the Avon team, if you're in the New York area and you can get to the Riverfront Library, which is located in Yonkers, on this Thursday at 6 o'clock, from 6 o'clock to 8, Pat Warner will be giving us a lecture on how to run and operate our Avon business effectively. So with that, I'm going to see if I can get Pat on the line. Oh, I got my thing is so big that I can't, my screen is so huge, I can't see her, all the numbers, so I hope I can get her. Just bear with me, everyone. Pat?
Yes?
Oh, great, I got you on the first try. So I'm so excited to have you back on the show, and one of the reasons why you're on the show today is because you give us such great information, but also even more importantly is to talk a little bit more about, you know, having the Avon representatives take their business to the next level, and also to talk about the workshop which you are offering free of charge this Thursday at 6 o'clock. At the Riverfront Library, which is located at 1 Larkin Plaza, and that's Yonkers, New York. That's 1 Larkin Plaza and Yonkers, New York. That's the Riverfront Library. And if you didn't have a pen to write it down, we're going to repeat that information a couple of times throughout the broadcast. So, Pat, you know, tell us a little about yourself and take it away.
Okay. Well, I'm happy and pleased and honored to be back on the show. Thank you very much for inviting me. And, yes, as you said, I'm offering a free workshop to people who are interested in finding out more about being able to run successful businesses. This workshop is actually going to be focused on the topic of the workshop is going to be the 10 steps to a successful business. And it's going to include topics, for instance, about talking to people about why do they want to be an entrepreneur, if they're ready, you know, the business they're in, can they sustain that business, will that business be competitive and make money in the market. So, you know, certain questions that's going to cause them to do some inner thinking about really how serious they are about, you know, taking on this business, whether it's Avon, whether it's some other type of business that they're interested in doing.
Mm-hmm. What should a person expect when they attend your workshop? Should they first? What should they? How should they prepare themselves to attend?
Well, I would say, you know, without a doubt, come ready to take notes. Definitely, you know, be prepared to take notes. I'm going to be talking about different areas of business. Giving them enough to cause them to want to think and know more. You know, it's not going to be, you know, an all-day workshop. It's going to be for maybe an hour, maybe a little more than an hour, less than 2 hours, hopefully. I don't want to keep people there all night. But it's going to be enough to have them understand there's so many different areas of business that they have to be concerned about. And this workshop is going to talk about things like business entities, the structures they would choose if they want to get serious about their business. For instance, you can choose to be a sole proprietor, you can choose to be a partnership, you can have a business corporation where there's an S-corp or a C-corp, or you can have an LLC, a limited liability company. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're also going to talk about understanding the ways in which you should be protecting your business. For instance, are you going to have a copyright? Do you have something that you need to protect, something that you've written that needs to be protected? Is there something that you need to trademark or patent? And what about your website, your domain name? You know, I mean, you need that is something that's very important, and you may need to protect that as well. And also, if you're going to grow your business to the point where you're going to have to hire employees, sometimes we need to protect our businesses from our employees. We need to have them sign confidentiality statements, non-disclosure statements, non-compete statements. So, you know, it's a whole slew of stuff. And it's not like I'm going to go into finite detail with every bit, but I'm going to try to give people enough information so that when they walk away from this workshop, they're going to walk away saying, oh, my gosh, this was really good. And I didn't know this or I didn't know that, and now I understand something differently is going to help me make my business something better than what it was before.
That sounds absolutely phenomenal, Pat. This will be my first time actually sitting in on your workshop.
Okay.
And one of the questions I like to ask is, do you welcome audience participation? Can they ask questions during the workshop?
Of course. I always welcome questions. I always welcome questions, because one of the things that that I don't like is for people to walk away from any of my workshops with questions in their mind and not understanding something. And if I could make something clear, I want to make it clear. If someone asks me a question and I do not have the answer or cannot, you know, it's not readily disposable, I would definitely take that person's information, get the answer, and contact them later.
Okay, well, very good. Well, I'm sure everybody is so excited.
The
workshop will be this Thursday, and the time of the workshop will be from 6 o'clock until 8 p.m. at the Riverfront Library, which is located in Yonkers at 1 Larkin Plaza. And, again, if you don't have a pen, we will be repeating that several times throughout the presentation. But I do want to say this to those who are on the call right now. Talk to your downline. Talk to your friends. Talk to your possible recruits and see if you can get them at this workshop, because it's going to be something that you really can benefit your Avon business and taking your business to the next level.
That's important. Yeah, sorry, Pat.
So, Pat, what would you like to share with us this evening? What are we going to talk about this evening?
Well, I really came prepared to talk about, you know, actually talk about the workshop. But there's so many things that we could talk about. It's when you're thinking about business, it's infinite the things that you could discuss when it comes to business. I'm not sure if any of your listeners or anybody that you've spoken to in the last few weeks had any specific questions or concerns that you may want to have me address. You know, I would love to be on the right track with them.
You know, one of the things I've been faced with, I'm hearing it more and more these last couple of weeks, where you have someone who signs up to become an Avon representative. This is actually apps was going to be the topic, I should say, for next Monday. But I wanted just to touch a little bit on this today. But you have someone who signed up to be Avon representative, and for some reason they don't understand or get it that this is their business, that this is actually a business. When do we cross over from deciding we want to go into business and actually realizing that we are in business?
You know, that's really a good question, and I think the best answer to that question is just saying that it all depends on that person's mindset. Historically, traditionally, it has been, Avon has always been looked upon like, you know, it's just something you do to make extra money. And people kind of, even in today's world, people look at Avon and they don't take it very seriously. They figure, you know, I'm going to give the books to a few friends. They make sales. I have a job anyway. If I make an extra $50, that's good. You know, it's $50 I didn't have before. I really don't have to put too much into this. But what people need to understand, which is a message that I'm trying to get out there with the entrepreneurs that I talk to on a regular basis, is that we're living in a world now where we have to become more entrepreneurial minded. We have to think more like entrepreneurs. We can no longer sit back and depend on someone to give us a paycheck on a regular basis. We can no longer sit back and say we know we're going to have a job where we're going to be able to sit in that job for 20 years or 25 years and retire with a pension. This is a totally different world to the world that our parents and grandparents lived in. Totally different world. And it's not just the United States. It's international. It's everywhere you go. It's the same story you're hearing. If people listen to the world news, if they read certain business magazines that discuss international business, if they listen to international politics, when those talking heads discuss international politics, it's the same story. No matter where you go in this world, it's the same story. So my suggestion is, and to answer your question is, you really can't, I don't really know where's that point where someone changes from, you know, being just a regular person selling Avon to someone who suddenly decides, oh my gosh, this could save me, this could free me. I think what we need to do as business leaders is to educate, is to teach, is to promote, is to do whatever we can to help people to understand that you have to take it seriously. Whatever you can do to earn money, to support yourself, to support your family, you have to take it seriously. Because there's a lot of people that get up in the morning, get on the trains to go to work, and by the time they get home that afternoon, they don't have a job.
Huh.
They find out on that you don't have a job. But some of them have Avon. I guarantee you that there's people who maybe listen to us now who will tell you, yes, I lost my job, but I was selling Avon at the same time that I lost my job. And they weren't taking Avon seriously. And because they weren't taking Avon seriously, it's a very hard transition to suddenly go from not getting a paycheck to getting an unemployment check and filling that gap with Avon. But it is possible.
Oh, yes, it is possible.
I was telling someone today, listen, people complain all the time about, you know, they ain't got no money. And none of us, you know, we're not rich people. We're not out there, you know, having money that you could just throw out there and hope and, you know, just throwing in the wind and spending indiscriminately. But the point is, there is always money moving around in this economy. No matter how bad the economy is, people are spending money. And as entrepreneurs, we need to find ways to convince people that we have the value they're looking for. Some people would decide to buy from one Avon person rather than the other because that person gave them a smile. That person was nice, quote unquote, to them, and the other person really didn't take the time to explain things. So sometimes we have to sit back and say, what can we do differently that will cause us to get more clientele? What can we do? Because it's important. I got to pay my rent. I got to put food on my table. I have children. They're in the wintertime. They need new boots every year. I need money. What can I do? Because there are people out there who still love Avon and still buying Avon. So I think the answer to the question, Pat, is that people need to be taught. People need to be to try. We have to try to teach people, to give them the understanding that you have to take it seriously. You have to take it seriously. Don't look at it as a hobby anymore. Take it seriously. And I'm hoping that if we could get, you know, a group of Avon salespeople, representatives, who would come to this workshop. I don't want them to come to the workshop thinking that it's above them and the things we're discussing, because if we're talking about, you know, financing and copywriting and legal services and insurance and banking and some of these topics which are going to come up in this workshop, I want them to understand that all of these topics pertain to their business and they have to take it seriously.
Absolutely. And when you're in business, one of the things that you should do in business is to work on everyday self-development. Yes. And attending workshops, reading books is a part of that self-development. So, you know, yes, and I hope that everybody who's listening will take the information. It's going to be, the workshop's going to be this Thursday. It's free, F-R-E-E. It's
That's
from
right.
6 p.m. to 8
I don't
8
normally
PM.
Do a lot of free workshops, but I'm offering this one. Yes.
And this is at the Riverfront Library, One Larkin Plaza, Yonkers, New York. And Pat, how much would a workshop like this would cost if someone was actually going to attend a workshop like this that you normally give?
I don't charge a lot for my workshops compared to what other people charge, but a workshop like this would cost anywhere, I would say, between $50 and $60. That's what I would charge.
And if somebody else would charge same
workshop? Oh, I know people who would charge over $100 for what I do.
So there's no excuse. This is
no, and the reason why, and I have to tell you this, is not, and you know, I've had people who have said to me, you know, why you keep your prices so low because you know of what you give, and there are two answers that I give to people. I said the first answer is that the people that I deal with, the people that I work with, the entrepreneurs that's my niche, they don't have a lot of money. They're people who are starting out and they need help, and they can't afford to go and pay somebody, you know, $300 for a workshop. And if they could get something that could help them and take them to the next level, which has value, and they recognize the value, I'm trying to help them. And the other reason is, I said to people all the time, I'm not doing this to get rich. I want to have enough, so like I'm free to do what I want with my life, but I'm not doing this to get rich, because we shouldn't want more than what we can use.
That's so true.
Yeah.
And you know, and I really thank you, you know, for really, you know, offering this to, again, this is for every Avon representative, whether you're on my team or somebody else's team, whether you're on the Bravo team, whether you're on the Champagne team, as long as you can get to the Riverfront Library in Yonkers on this Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m., you are welcome to this free workshop.
And if they know anyone else who's a business, who's trying to start a business, who is already in business and struggling, I guarantee you this workshop would help them. So it's open. As long as they come on time so they could fill the seats. If there are no more seats, then, you know, they came too late. Maybe they won't be able to come in. But once they come early enough and they can fill the seats, anybody who has a business, wants to start a business, whether it's Avon, and I know that Avon is important to you. This call is about Avon, and we want to get all the Avon representatives out there. But some of you may have family members who might be doing something else and need help. Hold their hands and bring them in and have them sit next to you. You know, some of you may be trying to get people to sign on for Avon, and they're taking a while to sign on. Maybe bringing them to this workshop might encourage them to sign on to be an Avon representative. So, you know, just go out there and sell this workshop, because it's going to be very helpful to anyone who attends.
And, again, that's this Thursday, the 29th. Pat, let's talk a little bit about commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Commitment to, because that's the other part of a business, is that, you know, you have to have commitment. And can we talk a little bit about that, being committed to your business?
Yes. Well, we all know, and all of us, even I know everyone who's listening understands commitment. And we all understand that it's important to commit to whatever it is we need to commit to. The problem, though, is that even though we talk about commitment, you know, we keep talking, but we don't walk the walk, because you can't have commitment without persistency. So if we say that we're committed to something, we have to be persistent in our behavior. You know, we can't say, you know, and I'm guilty of this. You know, I tell myself I'm going to get up every day and walk. And there's some days where I don't walk, and that's not persistency. So if I want to lose 20 pounds and I only end up losing 10 pounds, it's because I wasn't fully committed. You see, I'm using myself as an example. So if we fully committed, we have to be persistent in that behavior. Whatever that behavior is, we have to be persistent in it if we want to get the results. And people sometimes want to get the results, but they don't want to be persistent with their behavior. So commitment is all those things. And commitment also means that we can't be afraid. You see, we always hear people talk about, you know, thinking out the box. And thinking out the box is an easy phrase for anyone to say. But what is thinking out the box? You know, because people really don't want to think out of the box. You know, people, and when I say people, I include all of us as people. I'm not picking on any particular group, but it's we're people. So I would say as people, what we tend to do is to cling to our old habits. All the, you know, they say habits are hard to break.
Mm-hmm.
So all those old habits that we have, we kind of attach to them. They're a comfort zone. We know that they're not good for us, you know, but still we can't let them go. And that is when commitment and persistency comes in, because once we recognize that something is not good for us, let's talk about creating a business. Let's talk about Avon. We recognize that we need somebody to say, you know what, if my Avon business could bring me in $300 a week, I could survive. You know, I'd be able to pay my rent, and I'd be able to, you know, buy food, and, you know, and maybe they have, you know, other income coming in the house. And they say, if I could bring in $300 a week, that'd be good. I could, that'd work for me right now. You know, and then I could build myself up and do more. But I want to have a goal of maybe $300 a week. So they have to commit to that. They have to recognize, if I want to sell $300 a week, how many people do I need to talk to? How many people buy an average of $30 do I need to talk to? If you say, okay, I need 10 people spending $30 to spend $300, well, we know we need to spend more than $300 for us to make $300. So it's not a great example, but let's use it anyway. If we have 10 people spending $30, we know $300 is going to come in. But you can't talk to 10 people and expect those 10 people to buy $30. You have to say to yourself, how many people do I need to talk to so I could get 10 people to spend $30? You may have to talk to 50 people. You may have to talk to 100 people. Now, that's commitment. Because if you talk to 50 people and you have 5 people so far, you can't stop. You have to find 50 more people to talk to. You need to find those 50 people. So out of those 50 people, you get 5 more people to spend $30 with you. And that's what commitment is. We can't back down. And when things look bad, always tell yourself, you're not defined by how much money you have in your wallet. You're not defined by how much money you have in your bank account. You're defined by the state of your mind. What is it that you believe in? How far do you believe you can go? Because if you decide, if your mind tells you, I give up, then you give up. There's nothing there for you. So we need, as people, and especially as women, we need to get strong. We need to have something that we believe in, that we could hold on to, and we shouldn't let go, no matter what. We shouldn't let go.
You know, I'm hoping that, you know, so many people are listening and actually hearing what you say, because we do have to be committed. You know, when you take that first step, okay, granted, $10 is not a lot, but you know it's still an investment. And when you give that $10 to that person who signed you up and helped you with an application, you are making a commitment, not only to you and that person you signed up with, but for you and your family.
That's right. Think about those children. Think about that family. Think about maybe, you know, that $300 groceries that you have to spend every month, because you want to eat well. Food is expensive. And if you could bring in just enough so you could buy groceries for the family, you know, maybe somebody has a husband or somebody else in the house who's paying the rent and somebody else is paying this bill, and they say, you know what, if I could just bring the food in, that would be something. There's somebody out there who's saying that. If I could just buy that food and I could use my Avon and just put food on the table for the family, that's great. That's a great contribution, because I'm going to make somebody's load lighter, you know.
Yes.
But it takes commitment.
Wow.
Takes commitment, and it's doable. There's nothing impossible.
Yes,
everything that we need is already given to us in this universe. It's there, and we just need to go out there and find it. And we cannot make excuses and say, oh, I can't do this because of this, and I can't do this because of that. Because when we look back at all the excuses that we have made over time, we recognize that every excuse we made was a lie.
So with that, then how important are goals?
Well, we can't do anything without goals, you know, and that is why I am so much into business planning and business plans, because I tell people all the time that if you're going to think about something and an idea comes to you and you say, okay, you know, I want to go, something simple, you know, I want to invite 6 of my friends over for dinner. I'm going to cook dinner for 6 of my friends and bring it over and invite them over. That's an idea that comes to you. So now what do you have to do? You have to start planning. You have to set some goals. You're going to have to decide, okay, if today is Monday, I'm having the dinner party on Saturday night. So between now and Saturday night, I have to plan a menu. I have to decide what is it I'm going to cook. If I'm doing the cooking, what is it I'm going to cook? And I have to make sure that I have those ingredients in my kitchen, in my refrigerator, and in my cupboards. And then I have to figure out, when can I start cooking? Can I prepare something on Friday night? It's a plan so that when my guests come on Saturday, everything is done and I'm not in the kitchen running around. I can spend time with my guests. It's all a plan. You see, everything is a plan. We talk about, even if you're going on a vacation, you have to plan. I mean, women I know especially, we plan which dress we're wearing, with which shoe, you know, down to our underwear. Some of us just know what we're taking with us. It's a plan, and you plan this in advance, and you know exactly what you're doing. You don't wait until the last minute. I mean, some people do, you know, and throw stuff in a bag, and then when you get there, you find out, oh, my God, I didn't bring enough underwear, you know. Now you have to go and spend money, and it's a mess. So whenever we don't plan, we plan to fail. So planning is important. You know, so even with Avon, you know, sometimes it's a plan. You know, it's like, what am I going to do with this? How much am I going to make with this? How many people am I going to bring into the business? It's all a plan. And I'm not here to tell anyone that it's the easiest thing in the world to do. And I'm not here to say, you know, yeah, you know, she's making it sound so easy. It's not easy. You know, we're dealing with human beings, and we're dealing with people with all kinds of different personalities. It's not easy. But the person that we need to work on is ourselves. You see, once we work on ourselves and we understand who we are, we're not going to be affected by other people's behavior. We will actually be in a position for other people to learn from us. When they see how we behave, they may change their behavior. So we can't get upset by people telling us no. You know, people get upset sometimes when they go to approach someone to buy something and they say, nah, not interested. And sometimes they get an attitude. And it's not their fault. It's because that's the way they were taught. Mm-hmm. We were taught that when someone says no to us, it's negative and it's bad and it means that they don't like us, or it's something negative about that no, and we take it personally. And when we become entrepreneurs and when we're business people, every no that we get, we must learn from. Mm-hmm. Every no. Because every time you learn from a no, in the future, that when that no comes to you in the future, you're in a position to turn it into a yes, because you understand that no. You see, when people say no to you and you don't understand why they're saying no, you don't know how to change it. You don't know how to fix it. But once you learn those no's, why did they say no? What should I have done differently? You know, wasn't I dressed professionally enough? You know, what didn't I do? Didn't I explain things well enough? Why did they say no? And the more you understand the no's, is the more you put yourself in a position to change those no's into a yes in the future. So it's very important that we learn from everything around us, everything around us.
Well, I totally agree. All right.
Yeah.
So this was very good. I can't believe that, again, the time has gone so fast.
Oh, my goodness. It happened again, Pat.
Yes, it did. So with that, I want want everybody to, you know, if you know someone in your downline who was unable to get on this call, you know, you can always forward this link, which is in your originally in your email, and you can send it to them and encourage them to listen to the broadcast. And also, I hope to see each and every person who's on the call, and I know who you are because I see your phone numbers. I hope to see each and every one of you on Thursday, which is the 29th of March at 6 o'clock, 6 to 8, on time, once everybody is sharp. This is open to every Avon representative who can get there. It's at the Yonkers Riverfront Library, which is located at 1 Larkin Plaza in Yonkers, New York. So with that, you know, I hope everyone has a fantastic week. And I know that we will see you all on Thursday. It doesn't matter which team you belong to. And also, next Monday. Next Monday is when our orders are due. So I know everybody will be busy doing their orders, but we'll see you on next Monday where we'll have a roundtable discussion with Galen Clark, Ellen Edwards, and myself, and we're going to talk about pretty much what we talked about in the beginning of the show in terms of recognizing your business and not allowing things that don't bring money into your household to affect your business.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, everyone, if you missed the information, always call me, Pat, at 914-447-1089. It's 914-447-1089. Or you can always reply to the email that went out to you. And, Pat, I will talk to you soon. And everyone,
okay,
have a good night.
Thank you. Good night, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.